welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlone, and here's our producer and engineer, you know him and love him, Stephen Sheldon.
Rushing through the Christmas season.
I think you got a couple of weeks left. Did you do any? Are you doing Christmas cards or what?
I'm doing Christmas cards, my Naughty Santa ones. I haven't picked it out yet.
Now, I got to tell you the truth. You know how many Christmas cards I sent out already?
You send out like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, I'm close to 300.
Yeah.
But you know, because I get a lot of friends. I'm very lucky, and plus like business cards. You know, sort of like business, but my business, I tell you the truth, my business acquaintances are also my friends, so it's like a weird thing. I got to, you know, so I send out a lot of cards.
Somebody
said to me, you know, you lost your mom this year. You don't send out Christmas cards on the year. I said, well, no, I do. Because I still believe because of Christmas, you know, it's all working out here.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know any written rules about all of that. That's kind of a weird thing. Now, I know there's a lot of shopping to do and everything. Probably a lot of you are going out early, and there's all kinds of presents to get. Those stupid, what are they called? Whack-a-moles? What are they? Watch-a-moles?
The Hatchamagoos or Hatchamogs?
I know a guy who gets those. Now, he can't get any more. Nobody call me. I can't get them anymore. But I got three for people. And you would think that I got bullion, gold bullion.
Oh,
cure for cancer. Here, take this. Unbelievable. But, you know, the marketing of this stuff and everything, it just gets way out of hand. And so on Religion and Rock, we're looking a little beyond the whack-a-moles or watch-a-moles or whatever they are. We're going to look toward what are the real important presents? What are the things we give one another that really matter in this world? You know, we wait online to get, you know, the dancing, Elmo or whatever, and that's not going to make Christmas. So it's about what really matters. And that's what we're taking a look at on Religion and Rock. This is Steve Winwood. It's called Finer Things.
Let's go out and feel everything. If you hold
Well, it is about the finer gifts we've received over the years. And I'm not talking about, you know, the time we received a Maserati for Christmas. No, I'm talking about those times that you look back and you say, wow. Sometimes I guess we romanticize those early years, right? When we were kids and stuff, you look back and say, wow, these were great days. But at the same time, I think there's something really important about that. Like, we have an obligation, if you think about it, to kind of bring the joy and the depth of Christmas to our kids so that they have those memories too. In my mind, you know, like Christmas Eve was a forever feast. It seemed to go on forever and ever. And then after that, you know, Christmas Day, we had Mass, we celebrated Mass, and then when we came back, we had a big breakfast. It, like, it was this whole big thing. There's something really amazing about that. I think part of that's what we're really called to recognize, you know, to recognize the power that we create in creating legacy. You know, the legacy is not going to be the things. It's going to be about the time we spend. So don't get caught up in the thousands of dollars we got to spend to make Christmas Christmas. No, we got to get beyond that. We got to figure out a way around that. So that's the important component of this. Yeah, the finest things that perhaps you remember from Christmas, that I remember from Christmas, don't have much to do with what we got. It has to do with the time spent and how we spent that time. And that's the stuff that really matters. So I think that's what God wants us to look at. You know, how are we giving to one another in such a way that it's going to last forever? That's legacy. And that's something, you know, we all want to be remembered for. We want to be able to have our kids look back at the same kind of thing, too. It's so important. Hey, here's the Police. This is called Driven to Tears.
What is my reaction?
you know, being a priest at Christmas time, it's interesting because obviously we're working, you know, so it's masses and stuff like that on Christmas Eve. But I remember one year, it was years ago now, I celebrated Mass and I had some time before the midnight Mass. So I ran over to some friend's house and had some dinner with them. And then they opened up their gifts on Christmas Eve. And I have to say, I don't think I can remember a time where I saw more presents under the tree for their children than this particular year. They were teenagers, and my Lord, it was like stacked floor to ceiling, you know, and each kid had their own pile, and they opened them all up, and one of the kids looks at her mother and says, what happened to my boots? I didn't get boots. And like, I was like shocked. I couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't believe that in the midst of, you know, thousands of dollars, ultimately, of worth of gifts, we're looking for the thing that was not there, you know? That's incredible. And it's a different world where I remember when I was a kid, you know, you gave Santa a big list and you hope you got one or two from the list, not everything on the list, you know? How do we deal with that? How do we kind of fight beyond that? You can be driven to tears, right? It can be really a difficult thing. What do we do? You know, I don't think any of us can afford to give our kids everything that they want. And by the way, no, nor should our kids get everything they want, because we don't have everything we want either. I think longing is not a bad thing. I think some longing can help us to grow. But in our lives, I think we need to pray for that moderation, you know, to ask God to help us to be moderate in such a way that we can show our love and we can do some surprising and wonderful things for our kids. But at the same time, we don't have to go over the top. You know, we don't have to go nuts. And I think that's the thing, that balance that helps us to really recognize the power of what these days are all about and how maybe the best presents or less presents in the long run, too, can matter. Hey, here's Bon Jovi. This is called I'll Be There For You.
Left.
It's interesting. You know, I was privileged enough to meet John and his wife, Dorothea. They're married 26 years, by the way. A long time, right? Not long ago. And we spent some time talking. We're talking about raising kids because they have kids that have been raised up. And one, I think, still in college. A guy, he's still in college. But, you know, kids who have addiction, and they have a daughter who's had an addiction issue. And talking about how hard it is to do the right thing by our kids. And John was saying, you know, I just go by like what my parents did for me. That's kind of my hunch, is to kind of do what they did for me. And I totally agree. With that, like, if you think about that, you know, most of us in our lives, you know, our parents never read a book on how to be parents, right? But God was with them, and God helped them, and they kept praying and asking God for help, and somehow or another they raised us up in the midst of mistakes, in the midst of brokenness, and sometimes addiction too, and all of that stuff, right? Divorce, yeah, but in the midst of that, we glean some benefit from that relationship. We glean some things about life. And so we take the best of what we were taught by them, and we kind of bring our own stuff to it now, and we pass it on to that next generation. So yeah, how we celebrate the holidays, the fact that we celebrate Christmas, those things matter. You know, we can't just dismiss it and say, yeah, it's a day off. We're going to hang around and we'll get some, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nothing against Kentucky Fried Chicken, but not for Christmas. You know, we need to kind of figure out, like, what are the holidays that we're going to really, really celebrate and use tradition in our family? Those are the things that are going to create those best presents that are going to just last forever. That's going to matter in the long run. That's what's really going to count. Hey, here's the Cars. This is called Just What I Needed.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. When you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
I needed someone.
sometimes we get something that's not even something we wanted, right? I'll never forget the book written by Cardinal Bernardine, Joseph Bernardine. He was the Cardinal of Chicago, and he got cancer. And what happened was he wrote a book about it called The Gift of Peace. And it's an interesting thing. He started the book at kind of the diagnosis and treatment. He ended the book the day before he died by signing his name. And that's the whole book. It's a small little book. It's available. You can get it anywhere, Amazon or anything like that. It's a great story of how something that you would think would be a curse, something that you would think that would be a life ender, became a way for him to get meaning more deeply in his own life. And he's already a priest. This guy is a cardinal, right? But at the same time, even more deeply understand how God works in his life. So what a powerful thing that is. Like, maybe this Christmas is a Christmas where there's suffering going on. Maybe it's a Christmas where there is some pain. Maybe it's a Christmas where things aren't, you know, as beautiful as they're supposed to be. The reality is, though, the gift of peace is there. Like, God is there in the midst of struggle, too. So there's certain giftedness that comes even from walking that road and knowing that God is with us, you know? Last year at this time, you know, my mom was really, really sick. And I mean, it was just a sad thing to watch. And at the same time, though, there was a sense of peace knowing that God was with us and that God was walking this road with us and that, you know, someday she'd be home and restored in heaven. So there's that gift that we have and that hope that we live. And I think that's part of what we're called to recognize in our lives. Sometimes we get just what we needed, not what we wanted, but what we needed to help us to see God in our lives in such an important way. I'll never forget when I was a young guy, I baptized a kid. I didn't baptize. I served. I was an altar server. And I served at a baptism where the baby was named Blue Oyster. This is Burning for You, Blue Oyster Cult. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about the best presents for the Christmas season. And this season of Advent that we're in right now is that time. It's interesting because, you know, all of the purists say, well, we don't celebrate Christmas until right before. You know, it's Advent. It's a different time of year. If you look around, I mean, the world is sort of in the Christmas mode right now. But I think buying presents can be a part of Advent, you know. It's part of preparation. It's part of centering ourselves and understanding, you know, what a celebration is about, what a holiday is about, what this holy day is for us. And I think, you know, there's a lot of other opportunities to give ourselves a present. We can give ourselves a night at our parish church. The churches all over the world are doing wonderful things. And in our country, there's so many churches that are doing so many things, you know, at different nights of the week. That's a great thing to say, well, you know, the choir is singing lessons and carols. I think I'll go to that, you know, or they're hearing confessions in the church tonight. You know, I'm going to go down there and go to confession. I'm going to go sit in the church alone. I'm going to weekday mass. I'm going to head to the 7:30 mass, getting up early and going there before work. All of those things, I think, help us to kind of invest in ourselves a little bit. I don't think it's a bad thing. I know a lot of people who buy themselves a Christmas present, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think it's a bad thing, though, to invest a little in ourselves spiritually, too, at this time of year. You know, it's worth it. It's worth the investment. It's worth spending a little extra time praying. It's worth maybe a little Bible reading, maybe doing a little app work. You know, download Chaldone and my favorite app, the 3-minute retreat, and it's free. Every day you do a little 3-minute exercise of retreat and prayer. Very, very nice. All of those things, I think, help us to grow and help us to understand what really matters so we don't get caught up in the kingdom. You know, we focus on the kingdom, and the consumerism of the day doesn't really take us over. So it's an important thing to kind of reflect on. Here's John Lennon. This is called Jealous Guy. Thank you. You know, you can't really think about Christmas and all the things we're talking about, presents and stuff, without thinking about jealousy. And jealousy really is that debilitating illness that brings us away from God, brings us away from the people we love, brings us away from what we love to do. It's an amazing, debilitating thing. And sometimes we look at, you know, what people get or what people have, and you think, well, they just have a charmed life, and why don't I, and all of these things. And ultimately, it's about recognizing the power of what we have, the power of what God has given us, and celebrating that and recognizing that. Because you know what? We don't know half of the story of anybody's life, right? We look at people and we only know maybe 10% is what shows. It's like sort of like one of those, you know, icebergs and stuff. Only a little bit sticks out. The rest is all underneath. And we don't know what people are going through, what they deal with every day. And I think that's part of what we're called to recognize in our own lives, to be grateful for what we have and to not lust after what other people have. Because you know what? We're never going to be happy in that way. It becomes sort of a hole that can never be filled in our lives. I know people who suffer with jealousy. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Unfortunately, I know priests who suffer with jealousy. And it's something, you know, I know you got to pray about it, and they talk about it. You got to really pray about letting go of this. It's a hard thing in our lives. You know, if we can be satisfied with who we are, if we can be satisfied with where we are, it's an amazing gift. Nobody is exempt from this. We all have to pray about this all the time and ask for God's help. And that's what's going to help us to recognize the giftedness we have in our midst. Here's Steely Dan, Any World.
If I had my way, I would move to another lifetime. I'd quit my job, ride the train through the misty nighttime. I'd be ready when my feet touch ground, wherever I come down. And if the folks will have me, then they'll have me
anywhere.
See your hand reaching out through a shining daydream, where the days and nights are not the same, captured happy in a picture frame. Honey, I will be there, yes, I'll be there.
In a world that I'm broke up
in
to.
A world of good.
In a world that I'm broke up.
Yes, I'm talking about any world.
Any world that I'm broke up.
Watch the children playing. Perhaps I'll find in my head what my heart is saying. A vision of a child returning, a kingdom where the sky is burning. Honey, I will. Come.
Steely Dan, any world that I would be welcome to would be better than the one I'm from. Holy cow, right? But sometimes that happens in our lives, you know, that we realize where we are is not a good place. What do we do about that? Like, can we do anything about changing that environment that we're in? Yeah, sure we can. We have a tremendous ability to do that. And I think that's why we have to pray. That's why we have to spend some time with God and ask for God's help to help us to grow and understand ourselves better. It's not always easy to do that. I agree. But ultimately, the work can be done. Ultimately, we can be those people who kind of create that world where people are healthy, where we're living a more healthy life. If you're not happy with your lifestyle, that's the gift of what we have to give to ourselves, you know, that ability to change that. So we don't have to be stuck with it necessarily. You know, we can move beyond it. And that's part of what we're called to. So it's a time of self-reflection, too, where you think about in our lives, say, well, I'm not happy with my world. Well, how do I change that world? What can I do better? I'm not happy with how we're celebrating the holidays. It's not festive enough. Well, what do we do about that? You know, how can we make it better? And that's kind of, I think, how things begin to change. And that's how we begin to develop ourselves and create this legacy and family and recognize really in the end what really matters. Hey, here's Van Halen. This is called Dreams. I think that's part of the presence that we give one another in this world that really matters, is sharing our dreams, right? Our dreams and our hopes for our kids, what really matters, you know, in this world. How do you convey that? Well, I think that's about storytelling in a lot of ways, right? I can remember, honestly, as a kid, my grandfather telling stories and his brother, my uncle, telling stories. And like all of the grandkids and the grandnephews and stuff and nieces, we'd be sitting there riveted, you know? I don't know. They had a way of telling stories that just kind of brought you right in. My grandfather's brother was a World War II veteran and had this ability to tell stories that we sat and listened to. And my grandfather used to take out the guitar and sing songs and tell stories, and we sat there and listened. Somehow or another, that stuff mattered. You know, it wasn't just about like an Xbox Christmas, because Xbox wasn't invented. But at the same time, it wasn't about other things. You know, it was about sitting there and telling stories and listening and laughing and singing and doing those kinds of things at Christmas time. I don't know. Those presents I'll never forget. That's the stuff, that's the dreams that were shared with me that, I don't know, there's something that's the treasure in my life, you know? Hopefully we can do those kinds of things with our kids. You know, I know a lot of people have game night and stuff. That's a wonderful thing to do, because those are things that help build up the fun and the joy of what family's about and help us to create those memories that last a lifetime. Hey, here's the Kinks. This is called Better Things. There's a way to even do the things we need to do in a better way during the holiday time. And I think there's something to think about during Advent with that. We send out the Christmas cards. I know people for whom it's their job, you know. So what they do is they get the pre-printed Christmas card. They get the stamped envelope, you know, with has a return address. And all they do is lick a stamp and that's the end of it. Like, I don't know if there's any sentiment involved in that. And ultimately, you know, we want to think about the people we're sending cards to. You know, I was thinking about that. I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I sent out like, I don't know, 300 cards or something this year. But at the same time, and every single person, I said a little prayer at Thanksgiving and saying, wow, this person's really been there for me, and I'm so grateful to have this person in my life, or this couple in my life, or this family in my life. It's a great, great gift. So I think in our lives, you know, we can do the things we have to do better. And that's part of the best presence of this time of year, to kind of do it with a new kind of renewed spirit, renewed heart. That's going to matter in the long run. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Help Me Up. It can't be about Tickle Me Elmo or Hatchimals or whatever this year. No, it's about the great story. It's about the great story of God loving us so much that he came here that we can all understand ourselves better and receive the gift of eternal life. I mean, there's the bottom line. So celebrate Christmas. Celebrate what it's all about. And as we buy the gifts, as we do the things we need to do, let's celebrate the best of who we are and make sure that we create legacy, which is going to last a lifetime. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the great gift in my life, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.